DLD 1063 WGNG. That's Bill from the Windy City Wonderboy, Mr. Tyrone Davis. Give it up, turn it loose. And 6:05 in the city right now, 5 minutes on the downside of 6. And it's time to go to the phone line and check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins, because he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling with a special guest this evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the show, Mr. Huggins.
Hey, Al. How you doing today?
Pretty good. What about yourself?
Wonderful. It's a Friday, and we're just doing wonderful here in the state of Mississippi. I got on the phone from parts unknown, Mr. Killer Carl Cox.
How y'all doing?
Fine. Welcome to the show, Mr. Cox.
Let me say I want to thank everybody for remembering me. It's great to be remembered.
Well, I tell you, you did some things in Mississippi that, Lord mighty, we couldn't forget.
Just those things I'm afraid of. I'm ashamed of, too.
No, you don't be ashamed of nothing. You taught some young fellas some lessons, I'm going to tell you, and I witnessed them.
Well, there's a lot of need to be taught lessons even today.
Oh, definitely today. We got some out there that buy a pair of boots and think they're wrestlers.
That's a fact. There's no comparison now. There was years ago when me, Dick Murdoch, and Bill Watson, Junkyard Dog, and Porkchop Cash, and all those guys, when we were in Teddy DiBiase, you know, there's no comparison now. I don't even call it wrestling anymore. I call it tables and chairs. That's all they're doing.
That's all they care about is just one big pop, and that's it. And they go on to the next thing.
I really can't criticize, because they make a hell of a lot more money than I was making in those days. But I don't think they had as much fun as I had.
Well, they don't have the tradition that you had. They don't have the heart that you had. And Bill Watts said they dang sure don't have the talent that you guys had. He said the best matches that he ever seen was the ones with you and Dick Murdoch. And I seen it in Greenville, Mississippi at the Cayuette Skating Rink, and then followed the show right on over to Greenwood, Mississippi at the Sportatorium. And y'all tore the house down.
Well, I had an awful lot of respect for Dickie Murdoch, and I am so sorry that he's gone, because he was a legend in his time and a great, great wrestler. Great matches with him, yes, I did.
Yes, sir. And you had some acquaintance to meet with Junkyard Dog and had good matches with him also.
Well, him and I were partners one time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, him and I were partners all down through Louisiana, and that's when the people learned to like me. You know, I teamed up with Junkyard, and him and I used to really boogie, get in that ring and do a little boogie. And then I'll tell you one time what he did. He told me, let my hair grow. And I let my hair grow pretty long. And he took me to a black lady friend of his, and she put cornrows in it, and I put a towel over my head, went out to the ring that night, and he slowly took that towel off my head, and then black people saw the cornrows in my head. They went absolutely crazy for it.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding.
I tell you.
Of course, my hair, I got left towels on the side of my head, just above my ears. I couldn't do that anymore.
Well, y'all can see Killer Carl Cox's latest pictures on the web, www.midsouthwrestling.com. I put them up. I've got a link to his website, and he does answer email. If you got questions you want to answer, just click on the link with his picture, and you can email, talk to the Killer Carl Cox yourself, ask him questions. But I tell you, it's exciting what we're doing here in the Mid-South. We got Bill Watts helping us, bringing this thing back. We're looking at it at a historical point, and we're also running shows. We've got some top-notch talent, probably the best in the state. Our guys learn it the old style, the old-school, traditional way. You know, the way when you got the cauliflower ears, you didn't get that from paying patty cake. You got that from wrestling.
Okay, Mr. Huggins, I'm going to have to jump in here. Of course, we're going to check back in with you in a few minutes. Of course, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back talking with Mr. Buddy Huggins, of course, along with the legendary Killer Carl Cox. At 6:10 in the city right now, you're inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise right here at 104.3 WGNL and the all-new 106.3 WGNG.
Fans, while the radio station takes a break there, and I want to take his chance to talk to you, the internet audience. I know you're all eager to get back to Killer Carl Cox. Ain't that first part been great? I tell you, he is some kind of fella. It was real interesting getting a chance to talk to him. We'll have him back on in maybe 5-6 weeks, something like that. But I'm definitely planning on taking that trip out there to Texas and getting with him. So we might could, you know, not report here pretty soon that, you know, we've got plans for that shoot interview that he's talking about and will allude to. People like that, you've got to respect them. They've been around the block. They've seen it all. They know exactly what, you know, what it takes to be a success in this business. I want to extend this opportunity out there for all you young guys that want to train. There's no way to say you're in the professional wrestling business unless you're truly trained by a person that is in the business. If you've been trained and you think you're in the business, you work in these outlaw shows, well, I got news for you. If you want to move up to the big leagues, you have got to be trained real school, old school style. We got the school to do it here in Extreme Mid-South. We can get you trained. We can get you attention. It's just an ongoing process in your wrestling career. You may be wrestling outlaw shows. You may already be on the independent scene, but you need to have your act polished up. You see that you have potential. You have the heart. You have all the tools. Well, give me a call in Jackson, Mississippi. We can hook you up where you can start training in the ring. We're going to have some shows February, March, April. We can put you right on in there. Like I say, I'm making connections in Georgia, Texas, Tennessee. We can hook you up with the right people that's doing the good shows that's hooked to the real wrestling. You got two kind of wrestling out there. You got the real one, and then you got the outlaw side. You make up your minds what you want to do, but if you get ready to play with the big boys, you can't go there and make mistakes. You got to go there and know what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you something. Killer Carl Cox knows what he's talking about. There ain't no shortcuts. It's tough road to hoe. You got to learn how to do it and learn how to do it right. But all that aside, I want to take this time to tell you about a product. Bill Watts and I are involved in a network marketing deal that is tied to Manatech. Look at my website. You'll see a link that says for more information, click here on Manatech. Go ahead, click that. Then you'll see the presentations. If you got Flash loaded on your computer, you ought to be able to see it pull up right off. If you don't, go ahead and download that little Flash program. It's a plug-in. Won't take long, and you'll be able to see both presentations. One presentation is real visual. It's got a lot of text. The other presentation is the one I like. I've got two guys standing there at a podium where they do a lot of talking. I like that. I'm making a lot of sense out of that. And I'll tell you what, I did my research before I went in on this thing, and I checked out George the Animal Steel's story about Crohn's disease, and it made a lot of sense to me, and I wanted to help people, and I'd be darned if I can't make money doing it. You can't ask for anything better to be able to be involved in something and help people and make money. How great could that be? I mean, that's just fantastic. You don't have to put a lot of effort into this thing. It ain't like working an 8-hour job. You can work just a few hours a week and have a business. I got to get right back with the interview. Hold on. We'll be right back with Killer Carl Cox. Here he comes.
14 minutes on the downside of 6. And right now, let's go back to the phone line. Of course, Mr. Buddy Huggins, he's online talking to the legendary Killer Carl Cox. Good evening, Mr. Huggins. Welcome to the show again.
All right. We just been talking while y'all was listening to that fine blues music. We was talking about all the things that Killer's done. You know, Killer, you was telling me you're international. You've been to Japan, all over the world.
I've been 16 trips to Japan, 14 to Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, Bangkok, you name it, and I've been there. And the Brainbuster is known every place I've ever been. There's a lot of guys doing that Brainbuster now. It's a real poor version of Brain Buster. But you know, I wish in those days I had that thing patented where nobody could use it, because it's an insult to me the way they do it. It'd be fantastic. I mean, absolutely fantastic if you get all the old timers together sometime in one room. I put a TV camera in there, and you would get some great great, great material. Be good, clean, fun, because you can write a book and sit down and tell people about the stuff that we used to do and things that happened in the dressing room on the way to these towns and stuff like that. People are not going to read it. When you put it right out, they're going to be real surprised when we've done.
Yes, Akilah, I tell you, it's history. When if I could get you guys together where we could have that conversation.
Well, let's do it.
Well, yeah, we need to do it. You say parts unknown. That's parts unknown. Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, I'm in Dallas, yeah.
Well, I tell you, we could do it, and not in too many months from now.
Well, hey, I'm available anytime. Anything I'll do to help you guys out, it'd be fantastic for me to go. I'm going to be around the old boys. We don't get a chance to see each other much anymore. Well, the other guys used to call me with Jim Murdoch when he comes to town here. And we got guys here like Mr. Dallas, Chuck Producer, Red Bastine, myself, and big John Gardner, and stuff like that. Guys like that. Tim Brooks. These are so many guys that you can get together in one room. You better bring a heck of a lot of tape, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have some fun. That's what I'm in the business for, is to do wrestling the right way so we could bring it back to Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas. I know there's some wrestling out there, independent shows. I know they're trying to do it, but they don't have what it takes to do it. They're bringing in guys using untrained.
There's a guy in Oklahoma City, Tom Jones, black boy.
Know him. Done had him on the talk show.
Yeah,
wonderful person.
Yeah, he is. He's got a fine little organization up there. He's trying to get going. I'm sure he could help you out.
We're definitely going to be working with him. He's got some good talent. I'm going to be bringing him to Mississippi, hopefully here when I bring you. Can you imagine have you two come to town at the same time? I've got Ernie Ladd in town. I have Dusty Rhodes in town. Can you imagine it? It's going to happen, crowd. I'm telling you, the crowd's going to be tremendous. We're looking at February, March, April, May. Look. I'm building something. I'm taking my time. I'm going to do it right.
Build it right, my friend.
There you go. I've got people like you behind me, Skandor Akbar's behind me, Bill Watson behind me. I'm getting coached by everybody. I can see right now you're going to be a good personal friend of mine and a coach, a board of director type friendship, what I see developing here. But I appreciate you giving me this time, and I'll get back with you in the future. And there's so much we don't have near about enough time here, but we'll have to get those tapes running and get there and get in person where we can do it face-to-face. And appreciate you.
Hey, again, I want to thank you for remembering me, yeah? It's very good, but we remember from way back. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's get together and do it.
We will.
Okay. That's all the time we have. That's our Mr. Buddy Huggins, because he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Of course, he's talking with the legendary Killer Carl Cox. At 6:18 in the city right now, you're inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise. And for all you do, this bud's for you. Here's O.B. Bryan. Put your money where your mouth is. G&L, G&G.
All right, people, we'll get back next week. Check it out next Thursday, next Friday. We'll have some more guests, two guests, hopefully. I'm looking at Michael Darkhart for Thursday. Michael Darkhart is the number one contender in the state of Mississippi. He will be my guest this coming Thursday. And Friday, look for a big surprise.